welcome to this week's Friday Five. I hope you have had a very happy Easter break, and I for one will freely admit to having eaten half my body weight in chocolate and gone totally carb heavy in my menu planning, which included making the most fabulous Persian simnel cake recipe. Now, did any of you try this? Oh my goodness, it is truly fabulous. In fact, there is a picture of the actual one that I made over on my personal Instagram feed. And I'm going to be making this as my fruitcake of choice from now on, actually. I really loved the mix of flavours here. We've used crushed cardamom pods, figs, rose water. The taste is something quite sensational. Now, I top mine with a pistachio marzipan, which is also absolutely amazing, but I reckon you could just make the basic cake recipe year round, actually. So it's one of my new favourites, and you'll find the recipe over on lizellewellbeing.com. It's just come off the homepage now that Easter is past, but you will still find it if you search cake. Actually, you'll get all sorts of other treats there, such as the dark chocolate and almond cake, or the truly exceptional lime, passion fruit and coconut spelt cake. Oh my, I could go on, but probably enough talk about cakes. So to counterbalance this, you really must tune into my podcast with the geneticist and obesity expert, Dr. Giles Yeo. This went live last week, so it's episode number 8 in the current season, which is season 4. And it was truly a fascinating insight into ways to shift a few pounds, with summer just around the corner, no bad thing. And interestingly, he talks about why counting calories does not work. Yes, you heard that right. Counting calories does not work. Why? Well, in short, not all calories behave in the same way in the body. But as he explains, it's a lot more complicated than that. And he goes into greater detail and does it much better than I can. So you'll just have to tune in. And by the way, thank you so much for your reviews on iTunes. Really lovely to read, especially that last one from PamU54. So if you haven't yet left me a star rating or review, please do. You just need to hit the star button to rate. And, you know, it really does help others to find me here, as the more 5-star ratings you have, the more Apple push you up their little charts of suggestions to new listeners, and the better it is for all. So I'd love it if you could just take a moment to do that. But talking of podcasts, you must also catch this week's longer episode. It's all about stress incontinence, and it's a podcast I recorded recently with Dr. Mione, and she is a brilliant pelvic surgeon. Really, don't miss this fascinating chat, all about how the pelvic floor works, how it changes throughout our life, noticeably after pregnancy, even for those who've had a cesarean. And we chat about just how common urinary incontinence is amongst women. Well, you know, you've only got to look at the supermarket aisles, haven't you, with these shelves increasingly laden with incontinence pads and pants, to realise that there is something going on here. And all that polyethylene ending up in landfill. That's a shocker, to be sure. So we discuss the best strategies to help, from pelvic floor exercises. And if you're anything like me, you're probably squeezing right now, as I only have to hear the word to zip up tight inside. And we also talk about surgical options, the best treatments that can help, including the latest in radio frequency. That's quite an interesting topic. And how even just simple things, you know, like avoiding caffeine, which has a diuretic effect, can really help. And we even discuss taboos such as fecal incontinence. And if you'd like to read more alongside your listen, there is an excellent feature on stress incontinence coming up in the new issue of Liz Earle Wellbeing magazine, which is coming out early in May, so not long to wait. Don't miss that if you'd like to take a deeper dive into this subject. Yet another reason to subscribe to the magazine too, perhaps. Now on to a couple of my favourite things this spring, and the first is watercress, truly one of nature's wonder foods. In fact, I spent a very happy day down at the Watercress Company's Chalk Stream watercress beds in Hampshire last year, filming a piece for Love British Food. That's an organisation that I am an ambassador of. And I learned a lot about this superfood. Now, it's not a word I use lightly, superfood, but I think it's one which watercress deserves. Now, the trick is not to cook it. You just have to wilt it into recipes where you can, or serve raw alongside other dishes. That said, I've also got some great watercress recipes online, so do try the leek and watercress spaghetti. That is a cracker. And the watercress, gruyere and walnut souffle. Oh my goodness, that is absolutely amazing. But if you're making a watercress soup though, don't, whatever you do, boil it. So just make the soup base first, and you can either have a clear broth style soup or a creamy potato based soup. And then all you do is you whiz up your raw watercress and stir it into the soup just at the last minute. And that way you get all the flavour and retain all of the goodness of the watercress. And if you're anywhere near Alresford in Hampshire on Sunday the 19th of May, do head to the Watercress Festival, an event not to be missed for sure, with over 80 stalls of local food and drink producers. There's a parade, a king and queen of watercress, music, dancing, and even a world record eating watercress competition. How about that? Well, last but not least for today, if you head over to lizellewellbeing.com, you will find lots more to do with some gorgeous bluebell walks around the UK. Don't you just love this time of year? It is amazing, isn't it? If you find a patch of bluebells, just the colour, the sheer scent, oh, absolute bliss. Well, we have listed some walks from Kent to County Down, many more besides, including one of my own favourites, actually, in Somerset. Perhaps I shall see you there this weekend. Well, whatever you're up to, I hope you have a lot of fun doing it, and I look forward to chatting next time. Bye-bye.